just south of Burwell, Nebraska, you'll find a fort that is quite interesting to visit. While there were no major battles or skirmishes here, what you can see is quite amazing. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Nebraska became a state in 1867, and as more settlers began to put down roots, conflicts with the Plains Indians who had lived there for generations began to arise.
Fort Hartsiff was built in 1874, and the intent was to protect some of the westward routes, especially those that were going up towards the Black Hills. Initially, that was to protect the treaties with the Lakota Sioux and other tribes that were in the west of the area.
Michaela Clemens shares the story from Fort Hartsiff near Burwell, Nebraska. Those treaties were broken as more people began to move westward, causing further conflict.
The soldiers here were infantry. They would go out on foot patrols, help escort wagons that were going westward and through various areas.
While the protection was appreciated, the hostilities were mostly further away, and this fort saw little conflict. At its height, there would have been one company of infantry stationed here, which was between 50 and 60 men, plus some families and civilian laborers.
It was just in the middle of prairie, and you could see hills, and you could see distance for a long, long ways. This fort really didn't need a big stockade. It literally had a picket fence. And so the picket fence that we have today is just recreating that, because the soldiers could see for miles.
There was only one brief skirmish with Native tribes. One soldier was killed. Otherwise, some of the fort's work was policing the pioneers in central Nebraska.
So they were after train robbers and horse thieves. And one of Nebraska's more famous ones, Doc Middleton, Fort Hartsiff soldiers had a hand in helping to capture Doc Middleton.
But this fort today is different from many other forts of that era. I'll share what that is next time as we travel the countryside at Fort Hartsiff State Historical Park near Burwell, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McRae.